Hello and welcome to the show at 600 coverage.com. I'm your host, Jason Mogan. It's been on the 99 Wolf Balloons there. A nod to Sunday morning's game in Munich between the Bucks and the Seahawks, a game that we're going to have a couple bets on. For those people that like to curse at the TV before 10 a.m., and I'm one of those people, I like a little coffee and cursing and sports betting that early in the morning. If you tuned into the Tuesday pod, you know that there was no Tuesday pod. I hit the injury report with a pretty nasty illness. It pretty much floored me since last Friday. Still hurting me, as you can tell. And as we get through the podcast, I'm going to sound terrible. But we're going to put our head down. We're going to push forward. Get you ready for NFL Week 10. Joining me as always, editing out the coffee fits and the keeping my Robitussin flowing. Dell, how you doing, man? You feeling healthy? You feeling good?
I feel good. I feel bad for you, but I always have that Robitussin right next to you. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
Got to make sure you're battling through this.
That's right. Get that tussin in there.
Yeah, you got to get some tussin in.
Yep. Before we get started, though, we ask that if you like what we're doing here in the Sharp 600, please take a couple seconds, rate and review the podcast. Let us know how we're doing, what you want to hear. Be much appreciated. All right, Dell, can we have a fresh 600 seconds on the clock, please? Whoo, little Mick feels better. All right, pod picks. We're flying high in the first half of the year. However, we hit some turbulence last week, kind of a mixed bag for our show selections. And another rough week for NFL underdog picks for me. But we're going to get right here in week 10. You can get a little deeper into my three favorite dog picks for this weekend over on the covers.com. You can check out the column. But we're going to head to Munich, as we said, for the international showcase between the Seahawks and the Bucks. Tampa Bay laying as much as -3 on the neutral site, a spread that I just don't get. I've been wary of the Seahawks all season to a fault, really. But Tampa Bay, just not a clean field goal favorite, better than the Seahawks or maybe even many teams at this point in their season. I think the travel aspect is being blown out of proportion for Seattle. Yeah, they got to blow through a whole bunch of time zones, but the plane ride from Seattle to Tampa Bay, not that much longer than the Bucks one. And this organization has done the European trip before. They're following a successful blueprint. Really sounds like they know what they're doing. On the field, the Seattle offense continued to pump out the points on the ground, through the air. And then this defense, which we thought was going to be the team's undoing, playing some great football. They own the second lowest EPA allowed per play since week 6. And just this pass rush is picking up the pace too. They've collected 19 of their total 27 sacks on the year during that last 4-game span. So I'm going to take the points here with the better team in Germany. Went Cleveland +4 versus Miami. Now, the Dolphins' offense was behind schedule due in its maturation due to the Tua Tagovailoa's concussion scare earlier in the year, but we're seeing that potential come to fruition now, albeit it's come against some pretty shit defenses in Chicago and Detroit. And while Cleveland has underperformed on defense in the first half of the year, starting to see a turnaround from this group the past 2 games against 2 very tough opponents. They were able to slow down the Ravens. They were able to slow down the Bengals. Pass rush is starting to pick it up, thanks in large part to Myles Garrett's emergence, 4.5 sacks over the last 3 games. This is about as healthy as we've seen him as well, too, with Cleveland coming off the bye. And you can add into the mix the return of shutdown corner Denzel Ward to this talented secondary. I think the Browns have the unit to slow down the Finns. Cleveland can also slow them down with the football, play a little keep away from Tua and Tyreek, leaning on that rushing attack to dominate pace, dominate possession. Dolphins defense is terrible. And this Cleveland team ranks out number 1 in TOP, so like the Browns +4. And finally, Monday Night Football, going to take the big bucket load of points with Washington Commanders +11 at Philadelphia. A lot has changed for these teams since the Eagles rolled over what was a Carson Wentz-led Commanders team in Week 3, most notably on this DC defense. This is one of the best run-stop units in the NFL right now. The front four creating some solid pressure on passers. It's going to help slow down Jalen Hurts. And Tyler Heinicke is now the QB for the Commanders. And while there's not a giant kind of uptick in metrics with him under center, he's more mobile than Wentz, better leader, better liked, and he has this offense clicking, especially in second halves. They're putting up points in those second halves. That's going to go a long way with this big spread, Commanders +11. A couple prop picks that I like, too. Patrick Mahomes over 301.5 yards passing versus Jacksonville. Now, Mahomes stacked up yardage here over the last 3 games, 338. 423, 446 against the Titans last week. The big spread calls for a conservative game strip, especially in the second half, which is why we see the low total with Mahomes. However, this is the best QB that Jacksonville has faced all year, and they've made some bad QBs look good. Casey's playbook, the top yak attack in the land, Jacksonville giving up a ton of yards after the catch, actually fifth most in the league, and they also lead the NFL in missed tackles. Even Mahomes, if he opts for shorter hits, those receivers are going to pile up all the bonus yards on the ground. So I like Mahomes over 301.5 yards passing. Also went with Rashad White, Tampa Bay Buccaneers running back, over 27.5 yards rushing. Bucs ground game, just embarrassing right now. But the Bucs aren't going to stop running the ball. It's just what they do. Instead, they're going to opt for fresher legs with White, who could see his touches continue to climb as the club plays in Germany on Sunday. And if the call from the fans and the beat reporters to give this guy more run, you know, if that comes to fruition, we're definitely looking at a good number here. He had a season-high 29 snaps in the backfield for 8 carries, 27 yards, along with 3 catches on 3 targets. Not a whole lot of yardage against the Rams, but a lot more involved. And Fournette just isn't giving them any pop at running back. So I like White to go over 27.5 yards rushing. His receiving yard prop, not out there yet, but worth a look considering Seattle has allowed the most receiving yards to running backs this year. Jerry Jeudy, over 21.5 yards, longest reception. Now, Jeudy and Russell Wilson starting to click a little more. We're seeing the Denver pass game put up some bigger numbers, some deeper hits down the field, and Jeudy has been the key to that growth. He's topped his longest reception prop in 5 straight outings going back to week 4. Even when they went to London, he still had a long of 25, and that topped his 21.5 yard total for his longest reception, and that prop over under has pretty much stayed the same despite him just keep going over this number. Fellow wide receiver KJ Hamler, he's been part of that deep strike offense as well too. However, he's unlikely to play with a hamstring injury, and the Titans have allowed the second most air yards on defense. Wilson sits 5th in intended air yards per pass completion, and we just saw Tennessee give up some big chunk plays, 23, 27, 31, 33 to KC last weekend. Dell, what do you like in week 10?
DeAndre Swift isn't fully healthy, and they've been giving a lot of the goal line work to Jamal Williams on early downs, and the Bears have the 5th worst run defense, and I think this is going to be a high-scoring affair, resulting in Jamal Williams finding the end zone at plus 115.
Yeah, he's been great on those goal line carries. So one thing that we haven't done a lot of, we haven't talked like parlays and teasers. I don't play a whole lot of them, but I figured it could be kind of fun to put one together since we have 3 guys on the show, myself, Dell, and then Arthur from the Superbook comes on the Friday show. So maybe we do a little Team 600 teaser, standard 6-point teaser. So for me, I'm going to tack on an extra 6 points to the total for Saints and Steelers. I'm going to bump it to 46.5, and I'm going to go under that number. So Pittsburgh, not the most explosive offense in the NFL right now, which means New Orleans is just going to keep everything in front of them. And then Kenny Pickett, the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, talking about his problems with interceptions and how he needs to take care of the football. I think he's going to be a little apprehensive, a little cautious throwing the ball. Then we look at New Orleans. They're playing their first outdoor game since the London trip in week 4. It's supposed to be cold weather, wind, possible snow for Pittsburgh. Steelers defense could have TJ Watt back as well for Sunday. So I'm going to tease down the under 46.5 for Saints and Steelers. Dell, what are you teasing here in week 10?
I'm going to tease the Commanders to plus 17. I don't think the Commanders win this game, but since Taylor Heinicke has come into the fold, this team has some life. And they've won 3 of their last 4, and I think they keep this one tight enough to cover the 17 points. They lost their first matchup by 16, and that was with Wentz at the helm. But I think this one ends something around like 27-17, so I like the Commanders plus 17.
Yeah, I got Washington plus 11. Just like it compared to what the team was in week 3, completely different layout for this team. And especially the front 4 getting good pressure without having to blitz. Chase Young maybe coming back this week. We don't know, he was at practice. And then this run stop unit. So, and then we've seen the Eagles really put up some eggs in the second half of games as well too, and not come through. They failed to cover that big spread against Houston last week on Thursday Night Football. So some opportunity there. 2-minute drill time with Arthur DeCesar of the famed Las Vegas Superbook. And Arthur, we gave our teaser legs. You got to add to this bad boy.
I love this because I'm a fan of the teasers. Give me Green Bay plus 10.5. I don't see Rodgers getting blown out at home.
All right. Heaviest bet game here for week 10.
Well, we're going to stick with that game, Cowboys and Packers. It's obviously a marquee matchup. Maybe the Packers aren't that good, but it's still 2 key teams with a lot of following. People love to come bet that game.
Mm-hmm. Biggest liability for you guys.
Right now, it's two that are kind of neck and neck, and they're both because of the big parlay liability we have. We have Tampa Bay, who's in Germany, and we have Denver, surprisingly, taking a lot of money.
Pros versus Joe's game lining up.
Man, this one is close to home here. Texans are the pro side. Giants are the Joe side. Texan bettors, the sharp guys, were happy to take 7, happy to take 6.5, all the way down to 4.5. Now the public's coming in on the Giants.
Oof. Notable total action?
Cardinals and Rams, you've seen good under money on that. It was 43.5, now 40.5. 3-point move to the under.
All right, so Josh Allen sat us up in the air. Is he the most valuable player to the spread?
I don't think there's any question about it. When you're the best player in the league, you play the most important position. A guy like Allen, Mahomes, Brady and Rodgers still, even throw Lamar in there.
Lamar Jackson's my guy.
Yeah, your top quarterbacks are always going to be basically in the 7, maybe even as high as 10 point. But you're seeing with Allen, it's basically 7 points.
Yeah. So we're starting to get into bad weather mode here. How do you guys deal with weather? When does the value come in with weather?
You know, we definitely think about the weather. I always look at it. It's not even the rain and the snow. To me, it's the wind. Mm. The wind plays into it with the kicking, especially now that the extra points have been moved back. So totals can get swayed a point, point and a half, or 2 points, depending on wind.
All right, and we're going to hit the horn here in a second. Got to get your best bet for week 10.
I got to get back on track here. I'm going to take the Steelers at home, slight dog, +1.5.
All right, J.J. Watt may be coming back as well, too, so maybe a nice boost for you as well. That is it for this episode of the Sharp 600. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Dell. Thank you. A special thank you goes to those who serve, who continue to serve our country. It's Remembrance Day here in Canada. It's Veterans Day in the States. Much, much appreciated, so thank you. And a final reminder to rate and review the podcast when you get a second. We will talk to you on the Tuesday show. Good luck in NFL Week 10.